Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Des is here with the sports news morning again, Des.
Good morning, Gavin. News, a story that's really caught my eye. I watched this race last night and it's a fantastic achievement. Ireland has won a gold medal at the World Track Cycling Championships in Chile. And this, despite the fact that Ireland doesn't have an indoor velodrome yet, we have one on the way. But Lara Gillespie won it. She has promised something like this. She's had steady international success and improvement from underage. But she was a Wesley College student. She trained as a youngster in the Wicklow Mountains. But she won the elimination race in gold medal in that. There was 24 competing. And the way it works is every two laps, there's a sprint. And whoever's last is called out, drops out. So they keep eliminating one by one till there were only two left. Last night it was Ireland against Britain for the last two spots. Katie Archibald of Britain led on that last lap, but Lara Gillespie went high on the bend and took gold medal. Fantastic win for her. She rides for the professional road race team ADQ, and in relation to the velodrome, it's interesting because there's been talk about this for so long. Abbottstown, which is the home for so many great facilities, is having one built there, a national badminton and velodrome centre. So cycling centre, so it's great. So there'll be a 250 metre banked track, and then the badminton courts are in the middle of it, so it'll have seating and etc. for public. So it'll be a great facility. It's due to be finished, I think, in 2027. 100 million odd cost to it. So that's all good progress for Irish sport, and well done to Lara Gillespie. To soccer now. It was a very busy night. In the Europa Conference League, there was defeat for both Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers. We were talking earlier about how unlucky Shelburne were. A cruel own goal in stoppage time denied them at least a draw in Skopje in Macedonia. I felt they could have won it. John Martin had a powerful header midway through the second half that hit the inside of the post and bounced straight across the hands of the goalkeeper, who was stranded just watching it. It was a lucky break for them. And then they got luckier in the 92nd minute. A low cross that wasn't going into the net was turned into the net by Paddy Barrett, who was off balance. Shamrock Rovers were beaten 2-0 at home by the Slovenian side Celje. Celje were the better team. Kovacic scored two goals for them, and Rovers' form has dipped at a bad time for them. They've lost four of the last five matches, and they've the big game on Sunday, a potential title clinching trip in Derry. Also in the Conference League last night, Crystal Palace surprisingly beaten 1-0 at home by Larnaca, while Aberdeen were beaten 6-0 in Greece by AEK Athens. In the Europa League, second half goals from Wicklow's Liam Scales and Benjamin Negren saw Celtic come from behind to beat Sturm Graz 2-1 at Celtic Park. Rangers were beaten 3-0 by Norwegian side Brann, and Sean Dyche had the perfect start as the new Nottingham Forest manager. They had their first win since August, when penalties from Morgan Gibbs-White and Iker Jesus gave them a 2-0 win over Porto. Aston Villa suffered a humbling 2-1 defeat against the Dutch side Go Ahead Eagles, while Robbie Keane's Ferencváros won 3-2 at Salzburg. Well, the big game tonight sees the Republic of Ireland women's team play Belgium in the Aviva in the Nations League promotion relegation playoff. It's live on RTE2 and 2FM. Looking ahead to the game now is John Kenny.
In comparison to remaining in Nations League B, winning promotion to League A would be an easier path towards the final round of World Cup qualification playoffs, which take place next year. Ireland will be underdogs against the Belgians, and while they didn't emerge from their group at this summer's Euros in Switzerland, the last competitive fixture saw them beat Portugal 2-1 at that tournament. Ireland will be without the experienced Courtney Brosnan in goal. The 29-year-old is out injured. Sunderland's Grace Maloney is likely to take her place. Anna Patton is suspended for the first leg, but will be available for Tuesday's second leg, while both Katie McCabe and Denise O'Sullivan return to the squad, having missed the June friendlies against the USA. Indeed, McCabe could win her 100th cap on Tuesday. Jessica Zhu and Jamie Finn are also in the mix to feature, both having spent a year sidelined by ACL injuries. Ireland manager Carla Ward has indicated she's not planning for her team to sit back and is trusting her squad to impose themselves on the game where possible at the Aviva Stadium tonight.
Thanks, Sean. Also tonight, Northern Ireland take on Iceland in Ballymena. We have two games in the Premier Division, the League of Ireland, Galway United versus Drogheda, and St Patrick's Athletic versus Waterford. In the English Premier League, Leeds play West Ham. To rugby now. Munster make seven changes for their big URC clash with Connacht in Thomond Park tomorrow night. Ulster are in South Africa. They play the Lions, while Leinster will be forced into widespread changes for their home game with Zebra at the Aviva tomorrow evening. Well, Donal Lennon joins us now. Morning, Donal.
How you doing, Des?
I haven't seen you since you strutted proudly out of Croke Park last week after Munster's win.
Well, Des, what's rare is wonderful. I must say, it was a fabulous journey on the dart back to Blackrock on Saturday night.
So you stuck out like a sore thumb on that one. But Munster were very good, but they do have to build on it now.
They do, and that's the challenge. You know, we spoke before the game last Saturday night, and Munster had a cause going into that game. And, you know, when there's a chip on the shoulder, they always produce it. But, you know, that doesn't sustain long-term performance. And they got to repeat that again tomorrow night against the Connacht team, who've always made life difficult for Munster. They'll be playing without their top players in Tyburn, Jack Crowley, and also Tom Farrell, who deservedly has been called into the Irish squad. But I think the performance has just lifted the whole province. I expected to add a few more bums on seats in Thomond Park tomorrow night. As you say, they've made seven changes. But for me, seeing John Hodnett back in the back row, Damer Kilgallen, who joined from Connacht last year and had a very good season. Seven changes, but there is a bit more depth in that Munster squad than we've become used to.
It's tough for Connacht going into that because they've had a couple of defeats and they need to get something.
They do. Look, Connacht, they've very unlucky season. They had a great start to win over Benetton, but the following week, their game against Scarlets was called off at the last minute. You'd think they would have won that. Didn't perform against Cardiff away and paid the price, but then lost by a point against the Bulls last week. So they're nearly there. But again, for them, you know, without Bundy Aki, Mac Hansen, Finlay Beelam, they don't have the same depth. So it's going to be difficult for them. But as I say, they've always put it up to Munster in Thomond Park. Yeah. I expect Munster to win, but I think it'll be an awful lot tighter than last week.
Now, Leinster are going to be forced into widespread changes for that game with Zebre, especially in the front row. There's so many gone with Ireland.
Yeah, 22 players away with Ireland. You know, they were able to sustain those kind of losses in the past, but confidence must be low at the moment. They've only won one of their four games. They're unusually sitting 12th in the table. They're behind Munster, Ulster and Connacht. I don't think that's ever happened before. So there is a bit of pressure on Leo Cullen and Jack Nienaber. Zebre, you know, who've always been the minnows of the league, they've actually won two out of four and they're four places above Leinster in the table. So a lot of pressure. They're playing in the Aviva. You know, I don't think there'll be that many there. So I expect Leinster to win it, but you know, it's a nervous time for Leo Cullen at the moment.
And do you expect Ulster to get something from the game against the Lions?
Yeah, look, it kind of flew under the radar last week. Ulster had a brilliant win away in Durban against the Sharks. It's the third week in a row that they're playing South African opposition. They beat Bulls in Belfast before they left. The Lions in Johannesburg is a difficult game. You're playing in Ellis Park at 6,000 feet. But at the moment, Ulster confidence is brilliant. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they won it, but they're going great at the moment. Fifth in the table, a brilliant start to the season for them.
OK, Donald, thanks for joining us. In golf news, Seamus Power finished on one under par at the Utah Championship. He's five off the lead. In snooker, Mark Allen beat Cork's Aaron Hill 4-1 at the Northern Ireland Open. Allen will now play Jordan Brown, who had a 4-2 win over Sean Murphy. And with two race meetings today at Dundalk and Sligo, Gavin.